Sammy Kershaw on WRCO Radio and Vidalia. You just bring tears to my eyes. Anyway, coming up next, an updated 7 sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and by Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. WRCO-FM Richland Center, WRCE-FM 107.7, and AM 1450 Richland Center. It is 55 degrees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump hitting the campaign trail tomorrow, a day after another attempt on his life. Secret Service agents spotting a man with an assault-style rifle at Trump's West Palm Beach golf course, where he was playing on Sunday.
Yesterday's incident comes just 2 months after the assassination attempt on Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. After the shooting in July, the director of the Secret Service resigned, and Trump's security increased with bulletproof glass being set up at his outdoor rallies.
ABC's Christian Cordero, a 58-year-old man named Ryan Routh, is in custody. Officials are looking into whether he was upset with Trump's position in Ukraine. TikTok is facing a hearing in Washington today. The owner of the Chinese company denies allegations that the app can be used as a propaganda tool and is fighting in order to either sell it or be banned. Mediation efforts begin tomorrow between Boeing, its union workers over a new contract, and Shogun winning big at the Emmys last night, taking home 18 prizes. This is ABC News. Mexico is reforming its constitution, now requiring all federal judges, including Supreme Court justices, to be elected.
This is a major victory for President Andrés Manuel López Obrador just 2 weeks before he leaves office. The popular leader argued the amendment was necessary to make judges more responsive to the needs of everyday citizens. But it says much about his personal clashes with the Supreme Court, which repeatedly ruled some of his actions unconstitutional during his six-year term. Critics say this will weaken the judiciary, ending its independence while failing to address the country's challenges with corruption and impunity. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Mexico City.
Heavy rain coming to the Carolinas. A tropical storm system set to hit near Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, possibly as a tropical storm Helene. Which movie's dominating the box office for the second week in a row?
Beetlejuice.
Now that one, since opening, the sequel has raked in $188 million. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For many of us, fall is once again time for scrapbooking and card making. At the Creative Outlet, we're going to save you money by discounting all of my individual papers by 20%. This sale includes all single sheet papers from the seasonal, custom school, and the already discounted clearance papers. Stock up and save an extra 20% off all single papers in stock. We are the Creative Outlet, and we are open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, bringing crafts supplies to you locally and helping you outlet your creativity.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your
family always comes first.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Sunshine at times with a few clouds, remaining very warm today, a high of 86. A few clouds and patchy fog tonight, a low of 58. Tomorrow mostly sunny, very warm again, a high of 85. And Wednesday plenty of sunshine and warm conditions with a high of 82. The air is calm right now in Richland Center following the midnight reading of 62. It is 55 degrees. Good morning. Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest gets underway today, and we're proud to have the first word of the contest. Looking for that today. Our Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on WRCO features a key word during significant hours during the day. This hour's key word is football. Download the Civic Media app, find WRCO or WRCE, and use the text button at the bottom of your screen to send the keyword football for your chance to win in this statewide contest, some cash, maybe some gold jewelry, or even some tickets to see the Green and Gold in Green Bay Monday, December 23rd against New Orleans. That's pretty exciting stuff there. So again, text that in and get that going here starting today, right now.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah! So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah! Switch to Straight Talk. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Taxes and fees apply.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated. It is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
8 minutes after 7, good morning from WRCO, WRCE. It's 55 degrees.
Somebody hand me a cigarette. I know I ain't had one in over a week. Somebody pour me a double shot. Been getting better by the day, but tonight I drink. Sober too. I got a lot of habits I gotta kick.
me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
Morgan Wallen on WRCO, WRCE. It is 12 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Phil Nee with you on this, our Monday morning get-together, the 16th of September. We'll share with you some birthdays and anniversaries a little later on, some entertainment news, lots of television programs debuted this day in history, including the very popular Frasier, which was a spinoff of Cheers, and also the very popular Bob Newhart Show. That was the one from the 70s. That debuted this day in 1972. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray's doing, if he was successful at collecting jokes over the weekend. That's coming up in a few. Right now, Brooks and Dunn.
Baby, I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, we'll be right back.
Excitement is in the air at the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday and Saturday. This announcement encouraging you to attend is sponsored by Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Homesteader Store, Quail Run, Dunkin' Donuts, and Richards Insurance. Horse Pulls, Delicious Food, and the Tradesman Band Saturday night. Make it a weekend to remember in Viola.
To light up an old flame. With a little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change. I got a strong desire to start the kind of fire that'll burn through a pouring rain. I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. I've had all that I can stand. I got roses in my hand and old feelings in my heart.
Diffie and a new way to light up an old flame here on WRCO Radio. 7:19 the time. Good morning. It was an interesting Packer game yesterday, one of the hottest in Lambeau Field history. Maybe it was the hottest. And players are getting ill. And the whole time, it was a throwback to the 60s and 70s with all the running. But you know what? A win's a win.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Saver Sweepstakes is a PrizeLink savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, young man?
Good. Thanks for gracing us with your presence today. We appreciate that.
I've been busy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't mean to sound surprised, but nonetheless.
You had a good weekend?
It was a good weekend. We went to a family wedding out of state and really enjoyed it. As I showed you, I sent you a little video of the mariachi band.
I didn't see you dancing, though.
I did dance a little bit to the mariachi band. Absolutely. Why? You know, I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but...
Does it matter?
The music that they're playing was very similar to a polka, so like a Tex-Mex kind of little deal there. And yeah, got out there.
So if you didn't know what you're doing, you're right there with your...
Absolutely.
So just want to make sure that's clear.
Anyway, yeah, I was... And then I was going to mention, too, I got kicked really badly. Well, it's not over yet, but it is, basically.
Yeah, don't even go there.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, we're both 0-2, buddy.
Dual threat Michael Hernan, 1,085. The Phil Nee team, 682.
Hey, what did Refs Gone Wild get there?
I don't know. I don't have the league pulled up. I just was going to mention.
If you have yours, you have.
I like beat him in everything except some of the wide receivers and his kicker. Got like 300 points. He had a Houston kicker against the Bears last night.
But is that kicker not amazing?
He is, but
just remember.
All I can tell you is Greg Zuerlein of the Jets is going to get cut today from Phil's team because he stinks. He ain't getting me any points. What's going on?
But those kickers, you know, where they get every yard they kick is a point.
Right. That's how we have it set up.
Yeah, so this is a high-scoring league. A lot of people don't play that, like what our league, but we have a high-scoring league.
How did the Refs Gone Wild do?
Well, we got beat.
Did you?
Yeah.
Who beat you, Joanne?
No, Bo.
Oh, Bo did.
Yeah, okay. It's 1,073 to 844.
Oh.
Yeah, you know.
It wasn't quite as bad as my Alabama Badger scenario that I went through, but you still got beat bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. My two favorite teams won on Saturday.
Did they?
Yep. Arkansas and whoever plays the Badgers.
Hey, now watch it.
You know that, though.
I'm fighting words. So,
yeah, but they just, Alabama's a good football team.
Yeah, they are.
But you can't give them,
you
can't give the ball away.
You got to play mistake-free football if you're going to stay in it. And losing your quarterback right away didn't help either. But.
Well, you know.
The Packers won anyway.
The Packers won. That was kind of shocking that they played so well.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, here comes someone who's going to brag.
She's going to brag.
I'm not bragging, but, you know, you need to give the updates for all the teams. You know,
no, not really.
Chris and I.
Well, are you winning, I'm assuming?
I'm assuming you're winning.
Because you wouldn't have come in here if you were.
I'm winning. I still have one player to play tonight, and Chris has two players to play. I lead 10-56 to 6-8.
Yeah, she's a winner.
She's winning. My goodness.
You know,
she wins every year. Why do we even have a league?
You know what? Just go back to your office.
Every year. And she wins the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I study it. I say, oh, you know. And
she probably goes, all right, the Longhorns can beat the Razorbacks because the Longhorns are...
Longer horns.
Yes. That's how they go in. Or she'll go, you know what? I really like that color.
Well, right.
I'm
which
gonna pick,
proves.
I'm going to pick puke green to win it
right,
all.
Right.
All you do is you put a dartboard up with names and you just shoot at it.
I understand that, but the way you shoot, you won't even hit anything.
That's right. I tell you,
so
we're going to...
So it's the closest one.
We're going to have to start playing like Joanne.
Maybe we have our secret league where she's not even invited.
Well... I don't know. That wouldn't be fair.
The anti-Granny Joanne league.
Okay. Oh, well.
Well, anyway. So I did volleyball on Saturday
right.
over in Waterloo, Iowa.
Waterloo.
Yeah, that's a good jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I had the late game on Friday night with River Valley and Broadhead Mount Judah, which is a great ball game.
Right.
I get home about 11, get in bed at 11:30, and alarm clock rings at 4:45.
Ooh. Kind of sounds like Phil Knee hours.
Because I have a two-hour trip to Waterloo.
Lovely.
Yeah, so I was 4 hours in the car just on Saturday.
Mm.
So
you weren't your effervescent self Saturday.
Oh, I was. You know, you had to be. If not, the coaches were all over you.
Oh.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. It is. I understand people go, yeah, you can't yell at officials. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you how I feel, Phil. Hank's thought of the day.
Thought of the day.
Yeah, you ready for this? And when you sign a high school contract to officiate a sport, okay, you're going to have to take some ribbing. And I don't mean that you have to take swear words and stuff like that. But some, you know, coaches are coaches. They're competitors. And they always stick up for their teams. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if a coach sees, if they think I made a bad call, they're going to question my call.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
No. As long as they do it respectfully.
But most coaches do it respectfully, you know. And you have those one or two people in the bleachers that makes it look bad for everybody, and that's not the case. So because there's good people out there that can question officials, and they do it in a respectful way. So, but, you know, you cross the line.
Oh, Waterloo. Where were you? Waterloo. Did you meet your Waterloo in Waterloo?
No. Friday night, there was a trainer that was kicked out of a ball game around the area.
Oh, no.
So, unreal.
Oh, well, they were right on top of it. So,
well, they were on top of something. So, but anyway, did you find any jokes?
Joke dated. Well, not too many. How can you tell when you're in a vampire bakery?
I don't know.
All the jelly's been sucked out of the donuts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so.
R&WRCO kitchen, Joanne. Hey, why is the baby ant so confused, Philip?
I don't know.
Because all of his uncles are ants.
No! Oh! That's a sixth grade comedy club there.
Do you think Jeff and Angie really think that we come up with good jokes down at Chet's?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't asked them.
Well, why? I don't want to get hurt.
Well, Chet's almost set the bar really high.
Yes.
And so we're just trying to get there. But
yeah. Hey, what happened? How does the man in the moon get his hair clipped? His haircut?
I don't know.
He eclipses it.
Boo. Boo.
They're not getting any better.
Why was the sand wet?
Because the water got on it.
Because the seaweed.
Oh.
Yes. Sixth grade comedy.
Not any better here.
No.
Well, she leaves me with the feeling that when we bury the hatchet, she'll mark the exact spots.
Speaking from experience, are you, Hank?
No comment.
All right. We'll be right back with a final word and Hank's kicker after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Hank, over the weekend, I heard that a telemarketer called Chuck Norris.
Oh, really?
You know that? Telemarketer ended up ordering entire DVD collection of Walker, Texas Ranger, and three copies of his book. Could you imagine
that? Yeah, you do want that, right, sir? No, you do want that, right?
Right.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly. Right. You don't mess with Chuck Norris.
No. So.
Chuck Norris actually has another hand in his beard. He actually has three hands.
He does.
Yeah, yeah, one in his beard, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And if you don't believe me, why don't you ask him?
It's a lot easier to screen those calls, though, now.
See, now I just hit. But I've noticed lately in the last couple, 3 or 4 days, there have been all Wisconsin calls, telemarketers, and they've been using other, like, local phone numbers.
Right. Yeah, that happens. I've done that. I've skipped calls, and then all of a sudden I realize, oh, that's somebody that I should. But if they want me, they're going to leave a message or leave a callback number, right?
You usually call them back and go, this number is no longer in
service. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, how do you do that? It was like 3 seconds ago. a man goes to see his divorce lawyer.
You speaking from experience?
Yeah. We'll say yes.
Okay, all right.
A man goes to see his divorce officer. How much do you charge, he asks. $1,000 for 3 questions, replies the lawyer. Isn't that a bit steep? The man asks, yes, replies the lawyer. Now what's your 3rd question?
Oh, yes.
Yes, 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 yes.
Was that the kicker?
No.
Oh, okay. Let me brace myself.
This ain't the kicker either. Why did Beethoven? Why did Beethoven?
Beethoven
get rid of his chickens.
That's funnier than the joke.
Boy.
I guess I don't know.
Because all they said was, bark, 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 bark.
Oh, Hank. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. The speeding driver. A man is speeding down a highway when he gets pulled over by a cop. The officer comes up to the car and says, do you have any idea how fast you were going? The man replies, I'm sorry. I was rushing to a lecture about the negative impacts of alcohol abuse and importance of staying within the law. Intrigued, the officer asks, really? Who's giving that lecture at this time of night? The man smirks and says, my wife. That was it, young man. Jokes are all out.
Oh, man, I can't believe it.
I mean, I could come up with some more, but
yeah,
I'd hate to mess up Beethoven's wife.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Oh, well, Hank.
Well,
yeah, better luck next time.
Well, it's like this, Phil. When I talk, it's like it isn't a conversation, it's a filibuster. Have a great day. Be kind.
Yes, absolutely. Filibuster, no pun intended, right? Yep. We'll be back with birthdays and anniversaries next.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels, custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors? From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
This day in history, 1963, the science fiction anthology series The Outer Limits premiered on ABC. And then a final episode of The Andy Griffith Show aired this day in 1968. The Bob Newhart Show debuted on CBS TV. The year was 1972. Celebrity birthdays today include the singer Betty Kelly, who is 80 today. Drummer Kenny Jones is 76. David Bellamy of the Bellamy Brothers is 74. And actor Mickey Rourke turns 72. Coming up, we'll see who's getting older and wiser on the local and area scene. This birthday and anniversary update is sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Hunter Ashbrenner. Also to Melody Tony and Audrey Waterfall, all celebrating today. It's a big day at Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday, Mark Christensen. And this says, happy birthday, honey. Love from Rhonda. To Melody Munns, enjoy your day. Love you from Great Grandma Jean. Donnie Lewis, happy birthday, Donnie, from Grandma Jean. And Jeff Marish, who celebrates today from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Wishes to Maggie Dremza from Bob and Heidi Shear. And happy birthday, Jen Carter, as well, from residents and staff of Schmidt-Wilden Hills. Bobby Drake, happy birthday from Little Willow Birthday Club. Monday morning wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Ronnie Harris and Eric Kinney. Also today to Lynn Portwine Miro and Linda Post, along with Shelley Slapak. Have a great day from the RC Lions, Kiara Perkins, to Cole Huth, and happy anniversary to Nick and Lindsay Perna, and Corey and Brenda Olson. Happy anniversary, Corey and Brenda, from the Lousy Neighbors. And also to Corey from Brenda. Have a happy day today. Happy anniversary to Brenda from Corey, who says there's still gas, about a half a tank left in the tractor if you want to take a tractor ride tonight. Celebrate. Party on. To the Olsons, happy anniversary today to Lindsay with lots of love from Nick. And to Nick, happy anniversary, sweetheart. Love from Lindsay. Nicholas and Lindsay celebrating today, and best wishes and love from Ma and Pops.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part? Estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
In case you missed the key word in our Civic Media Go for the Green or Gold Text to Win contest, it is football this hour. Football. So go ahead and get ready. The football word can be downloaded or can be, texted. You can download the Civic Media app and find WRCO or WRCE. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and send that word, football. You have until 8 o'clock this morning to get that in. Heading toward news time, Joanne is back, and right now, Charlie McLean.
Who sends me flowers for no reason at all? Who saves each card I've ever sent? Everything about the day we met. If you're wondering who, it's sentimental old you. Sentimental old you. I love you just the way you are. Sentimental old you. I need you like the don't see. And who laughs the loudest at the old cartoons? Who complains that Christmas time comes way too soon? If you're wondering who, it's sentimental old you.
McLean on WRCO. This is Phil Nee wishing you well. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland. Richland Center.
It's currently a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Sunshine mixed with a few clouds, remaining very warm with a high of 86. Tonight, a few clouds and patchy fog with a low of 58. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and very warm again with a high of 85. In Richland Center, after a low this morning of 55, it's 57 degrees.
This is the final week to shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu has been found. A skull and some bones were found by a landowner getting his land ready for hunting season in a thick wooded area with heavy underbrush near the town of Two Rivers. They were positively identified by the Wisconsin Crime Lab through DNA testing. The 3-year-old was reported missing February 20th. Two Rivers Police Chief Ben Meinert said the investigation must now pivot.
What started out as a search for a missing boy is now a death investigation. Although we understand your desire for information, we can't share every detail, and we must maintain the integrity of the investigation.
The toddler's remains were found just 3 miles from the Two Rivers apartment where he went missing. Nearly $30 million in federal American Rescue Plan funding is allocated for projects to increase internet access in Wisconsin. 11 projects are being funded through the State Public Service Commission's Digital Connectivity and Navigators Program that will allow more than 50,000 households to receive a loan device and over 30,000 to access free Wi-Fi. The largest recipient, United Way of Wisconsin, will get just under $16.5 million to distribute devices. Governor Tony Evers' office says since launching in 2019, the program has assisted more than 410,000 households and businesses. Wisconsin's Legislative Study Committee on Artificial Intelligence continues its work. The panel met in Wausau last week, where committee chair State Senator Julian Bradley explained some of the challenges surrounding the rapidly emerging technology. Bradley said those include guarding against government outreach and protecting privacy and data. The bipartisan committee includes lawmakers and stakeholders and has held several meetings focused on different areas of AI. Additional meetings will be scheduled. Different paths forward for bus rapid transit in Wisconsin's two biggest cities. Madison's first BRT line is set to begin operating next week. The new Rapid Route A will run in dedicated lanes on an east-west route approximately every 15 minutes. Two additional routes will branch off to serve local stops. All three will be served by new 60-foot articulated all-electric buses. In Milwaukee County, where the 9-mile East-West Connect 1 BRT has been running between downtown Milwaukee and Wauwatosa since April, officials announced last week that budget constraints have pushed off a planned North-South Connect 2 route for at least a decade. The focus of the presidential campaign remains on Wisconsin. Republican vice presidential candidate Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be in Eau Claire tomorrow. Democratic vice presidential candidate Minnesota Governor Tim Walz visited Wausau Friday. Walz called on supporters to do voter engagement and get people to the polls in November to show that democracy is the right way to go. Walz campaigned in key states following last week's debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump. Vance's Eau Claire stop comes amid a firestorm of criticism over false statements Trump has amplified targeting Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio. Absentee ballots gets sent out this week. The USPS gets busier starting September 19th as checks as clerks start to distribute ballots requested for the November 5th presidential election. People can request the ballots online or check with their local clerk about early in-person voting options. To see a ballot, request one, or get a lot of election information, visit myvote.wi.gov. Results of the Wisconsin Department of Children's and Families Child Care Supply and Demand Survey found almost 60% of providers across the state have utilized capacity, such as closed classrooms, due primarily to staff shortages. Providers report that if they were able to operate at full capacity, they could serve up to 33,000 more children. Due to razor-thin margins, Wisconsin child care centers are only able to pay lead teachers an average of $13.55 per hour, which is less than half the average hourly rate of $28.34 for Wisconsin workers. Unlivable wages, combined with few or no benefits, are causing qualified early care and education professionals to leave the field. With a lack of staff, child care providers are stuck closing more classrooms and serving fewer children while watching their wait list grow. Providers reported in the survey that a total of 48,000 children are on wait list in Wisconsin. Raising rates is difficult for child care providers as families are already struggling to pay the current prices. A report released from Forward Analytics highlighted that the average cost for newborn care in Wisconsin was between $10,400 and $13,572 annually in 2021. The report also shows that child care costs can consume up to 36% of a family's household income for parents under the age of 25 at the median income and 18% for parents between 25 and 44 at the median income. For a typical family with parents under 25, child care costs can reach as high as 70% of the household's income for two children in care. All told, the report highlights that the cost of child care for two young children in Wisconsin is now more than the average rent or mortgage and exceeds the annual cost of tuition to send two students to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. However, the price families pay doesn't come close to the average true cost of $33,715 per year to care for an infant, which is what providers would need to pay their staff fairly and cover all expenses of running their business. The regular goose season opens today statewide, and the daily bag limit is 3 Canada geese for the first portion of the season. The daily bag limit increases to 5 birds in the southern and Mississippi zones during the holiday hunt. Wisconsin's regular goose season dates vary by zone, so hunters should know which zone they plan to hunt. The regular duck season structure begins September 21st in the northern zone, September 28th in the southern zone, and October 12th in the open water zone. The daily bag limit statewide is 6 ducks, including no more than 4 mallards, of which 2 may be hens, 3 wood ducks, 2 black ducks, 2 redheads, 2 canvasbacks, or 1 pintail. In addition to the 6 duck daily bag limit, hunters are allowed 5 mergansers, of which 2 may be hooded mergansers. Licenses and stamps required for duck hunting include a Wisconsin small game license, a Wisconsin waterfowl stamp, and a federal migratory bird stamp. The federal duck stamp costs $25 and can be purchased at a U.S. post office or at a DNR licensed vendor for an additional $350 surcharge. The purchase will be noted on their license, but the stamp itself will arrive in the mail later. As a reminder, waterfowl can be infected with the avian influenza virus without showing signs of the disease. The DNR recommends taking precautionary measures, avoid handling sick or found dead birds, prevent dogs from contacting sick or found dead birds, wear rubber gloves when handling game, field dress in ventilated areas, and always wash hands and equipment thoroughly with soap and water. This strain of HPAI has not been shown to pose a food safety risk. However, hunters should always ensure proper handling of game meat, and harvested birds should be cooked to an internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. An upcoming annual event will take place to appreciate and celebrate the farmer. Rural Life Day will be held Wednesday. Dick Hauser, an organizer of Rural Life Day, has been involved with the event for many years.
Rural Life Day has been something that I've had a vested interest in for a long, long time. It goes back to about 1979 when it came to St. Mary's at Keysville. The unique thing about that particular one was that while we always have a mass and a blessing of animals and so forth, then we go to having a dinner. And that particular dinner was strictly produce from the area. In other words, all the farmers, the wives, the gardens brought stuff in. Farmer furnished the meat for it. We just thought it was really a great opportunity to showcase the Richland County ag and some of the things that the people here did.
Rural Life Day will be held this year at the Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm, Rural Lone Rock. One of the hosts, Randy Schmidt, feels an event like this is important.
There is a vast differences in how people do things, but at the end of the day, we're all doing the same thing, which is trying to produce a nutritious, good product for the consumers. And ours, obviously, is on the larger size of the spectrum around here anyway. And it's just to show how hand-in-hand, you know, how our dairy goes along and the crops and the cycle and the spiritualness and the life out here, you know, it's good to celebrate that. Right now we're chopping corn silage, so you get to see the fruits of your labors for the last few months. It is something to celebrate because you realize it's just not something you can do on your own.
Planting and growing crops to help produce food takes a little faith when you are a farmer. Shelley Schmidt is another one of the hosts of the event.
Part of being a farmer is you rely on what God's going to give you for that year. And, you know, we've been blessed. Almost 40 years we've been farming together and been very fortunate, and through hard work and through raising our family and our employees, we've come to where we are today. And we want to kind of celebrate that, including what God has given us.
Those attending Rural Life Day will be gathering to praise God for providing an abundant food source and to honor the farmer, the steward of these resources. The event will begin Wednesday morning at 10, featuring a mass with Bishop Gerard Battersby, followed by lunch and farm tours. Recognition of Century Farms, outstanding farm family and friends of rural life will also take place. The Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chris Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road, Lone Rock. All are welcome to attend.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Monday, September 16th. Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge, died Wednesday at Bethel Oaks, Viroqua. Funeral services will be held this morning at 11 at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church. Burial will follow in the Bear Creek Cemetery. Friends may call at the Lafarge Free Methodist Church this morning from 9 until the time of service at 11. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements for Edward L. Franck, 95 of Lafarge.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center.